Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. This is Lawrence J. King in the house once again. And today is our privilege to have with us Mr. Ryan Hurd. Ryan is a founder and CEO of a caregiving smart solutions company, supporting caregivers with the tools they need to succeed. He is an expert in the field of smart technology because he has to take care of his father, and so that has prepared him well for the journey that he is on. A very smart individual, a smart guy. So without further ado, let's bring him on the show and get to know a little bit about Ryan Hurd and his book and what he's all about. Welcome to Book Talk Radio. Ryan, how you doing?
L.J. King, how are you, sir? It's an honor to be on this.
For us, too. Thank you for being here. So let's get into the brass tacks of things. Where were you born?
So I am a native Jersey boy. I was born in Wayne, New Jersey, about 20 miles outside of New York City.
Nice. Yeah, I have some friends in Jersey, and my sister lives in New York, as a matter of fact. So what is your background?
Interesting question. You know, I wasn't the smartest guy in school, I'll tell you that. You know, high school was wonderful, and I ended up going to culinary school to be a chef because I was always cooking, you know, back then. And interesting enough, I was cooking for an assisted living facility, just not realizing that, you know, life kind of comes around full circle. It's always interesting how things happen. But I am a chef originally, but then I transferred into smart technology, specifically car audio. I mean, the 80s were great. 90s were better.
I heard that. So your book, Smart Home Revolution, why did you write a book?
Great question. You know, I grew up watching the Jetsons and watching Star Trek and Star Wars and watching the space shuttle go up. So I was always in technology. I was doing the car audio thing back in the day. You know, that was prime time of racing and cars and all that fun stuff. I've always been into technology. So I ended up learning a lot about the smart home industry and doing a lot of very interesting things there. I started two companies, one I sold, and another one I actually still have in the smart home industry. And I figured, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's very confusing. So I should write a book. So I wrote Join the Smart Home Revolution. And that kind of put me as the smart guy of the industry.
I understand. So what is your book about, basically?
You know, it's about humanizing technology. So we're always surrounded by technology, all the smart things. And as a technologist or a geek, you know, I love this stuff. But what I love more is the technology that can actually help us as humans. And my book talks about, you know, what was the first type of technology? If you really think about it, you go all the way back to the cavemen, it was fire. And then it was houses. And it was indoor plumbing. And all of these things have some kind of technology related. Might not be what you're thinking with electronics, but the reality is, you know, even going to the Builder Show in Las Vegas last week, all of these new products that are building houses now have an amazing amount of technology, you know, laminated wood and three plane glass windows, and even to like Kohler, has what's called Kohler Connect, where you can control the toilet with your voice. I mean, it's amazing. Now, let me ask you, do you think you would ever need to control a toilet with your voice?
Probably not.
Yep, that's the first thing you think about. In the Hurd household, I have 3 young boys. Exactly. What you just thought in your head is exactly what the herd house was like. Absolutely chaos. I probably have the only house in America that the light switches don't turn off. They only turn on. It's amazing how that happens. Well, it's the same thing with toilets. For some unknown reasons, my toilets just won't flush, and I'll walk past it. So the ability to say, Alexa, flush the toilet, it's kind of funny, but it's a nicety, right? But the reality is,
yes,
is for aging loved ones, for mom or grandma who has, you know, she has a hard time sitting down in the first place. They really don't sit. They kind of fall into the seat. They have a hard time getting up and moving around. The ability for them to say, Alexa, flush the toilet, now game-changing, because now she doesn't have to bend over and try to flush the toilet. But now you take that to, like, a shower or to a tub, and the ability for grandma to say, Alexa, turn the shower on to 85 degrees. So now she doesn't have to bend into the shower and futz with it while it's really cold or really hot. Now all of a sudden, that technology is useful. And that's the kind of stuff I write about in my book, where there's technology, all the fun stuff and all the junk that's out there. But then there's the actual stuff that can help us as human. And then how do we make technology work for us?
Wow. So that actually exists out there where you can have the shower turned on?
It does. There's a lot of interesting technology out there that is voice controlled. But then other things, like there's a product called Flow, where you put it on the main water line coming into the house. And through all this fancy technology stuff, you know, you've heard of AI, artificial intelligence and machine learning. Basically what happens is it maps, or it learns how you use the water in your house. And it gets to the point where it knows the difference between, let's say, taking a shower or washing the clothes or getting a glass of water or having the sprinklers on. And then if it sees something out of the ordinary, like a pipe leak, it'll automatically shut down the water and alert you, thus minimizing any kind of damage. So that's what I mean about, like, technology that can actually help us as humans. And there's so much different stuff out there.
Amazing. So who is the Ryan Hurd smart guy? Who are you? Who are you?
You know, when I wrote the book, the guy that I was working with, a company called AdLab Creative, and it's Barry Cohen. You know, we were kind of kicking around what should the title be and all this other stuff, and he kind of pinned it on me. You were Ryan Hurd, the smart guy. That stuck with me. You know, every time I give lectures, because I talk to different communities about technology and how we use it relative to our age. And I talk about humanizing it. So, for example, you know, my 96-year-old grandmother, she's technology adverse. She's always told me technology is spying on you. Oh, she's probably right. But if I was to put a smart lock on her condo, she'd probably take it off and throw it at me. That's because she's 96 years old. She wants to see the keyhole there. She wants to put the key in the door and turn it, because she's done that for the last 90 years, right? Fast forward to my son, Peyton, who's 10 years old. He literally does not know a world with buttons. This kid has grown up with phones and iPads and computers that are all touch related. You know, I grew up in a time way back when they used to bolt a telephone to the wall, and you actually had a wire going from the telephone to the earpiece, and you could only go so far away. Seems like a long time ago, but it's amazing how the worlds have changed.
Yes, you and me both, yes. I see on your website, it says built by caregivers, for caregivers. What do you mean by that, Ryan?
Well, it's interesting. So, as we spoke about before, You know, I started off in the car audio. That was my first company. And then I went into smart home. It was way before they called smart home. It was custom integration. It was just basically a bunch of people, you know, duct taping stuff together and make it do really cool things like Disney. You know, if you can dream it, you can do it. And then I wrote the book, and then I was blessed enough to do some really cool things on TV and do some really great lectures out there. So my life was great. And then my father, Tom, my father got cancer. And the problem is when he comes home from his chemo treatments, you know, there's this one medication he has to take, and it's very specific. It's like at 1 o'clock, and it has to be done every 1 o'clock, so 24 hour. And it's for his neuropathy. It's for his feeling in his feet. And I was worried. I wanted to make sure that he took it, and I couldn't find anything that was doing this. And then I was worried about other things. So at the end of the day, I built a solution, and then I did it for my grandmother. And then I started talking to people about it. They were like, can you do it for me? And I did. So that's what I mean when we say Caregiver Smart Solutions is built by caregivers for caregivers. You know, that's what it is. It's unlike one of the big conglomerates. You know, it's done for a reason. And I know what it's like to be a caregiver, because caregiving is chaotic. So I'm trying to provide a tool that not only will help me, but is also going to help you.
Absolutely. So what is the main problem that you're solving?
Well, you know, when your loved one goes home and they close that front door, it's a black hole of information. You have no idea, right? You call mom up, hey, mom, how you doing? And she's always going to tell you I'm fine. And you just want to be a fly on the wall. And that's what we are. We're the fly on the wall. We're the ones that are enabling you to know if mom got up, is she moving around, is she eating enough, is she taking her medication, or God forbid, is she laying on the floor and there's a really big problem. It's really where that comes from. And that's the problem that I'm solving, because you just want to be a fly on the wall. You just want to know how mom's doing.
Absolutely, yeah. Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
So when you say this is a tool, what do you mean? Are you referencing your book or the things that you make? Or?
So when I say it's a tool, I'm referencing Caregiver Smart Solutions, which is a company that I found at Nology, which is smart technology. And it is a tool to help you monitor your loved one as they age in place. Because caregiving, and I just have gray hair now, caregiving is chaotic. And, you know, if you could just get a little more peace of mind and a little more time back in your life, you know, that's all you want. And that's what this is. It's a tool to help you monitor your loved one.
Nice. So you say that you're 10 times better than the norm. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Do you remember, you know, like back in the 90s, it was really big. It's still big now. But remember the I've fallen and I can't get up commercials? You know, where they had a wonderful grandmother and she fell and oh my gosh, you know, what are you going to do? And then they promoted this pendant, and the whole idea was, you know, you want to get your aging loved one to wear this pendant, and God forbid if you're going to fall, you know, I need you to push the button. Well, that was great in the 90s. So it was Where's the Beef? You remember those commercials? I mean,
yes.
I don't know. Those marketers back then made some phenomenal commercials. But there's got to be a better way. So when we say that we're 10 times, you know, there's just so much more information that we can give you that you want to know, right? Because you know, the way that we work as humans, let's say you call mom and she doesn't answer the phone. because of who we are, we always think of the worst. We're thinking that, oh my God, mom's laying on the floor, face down. I got to get over there. Well, in reality, mom could just be in the bathroom, or maybe mom didn't put her hearing aids in, or maybe she did put her hearing aids in, but they're not charged up. So by having this tool, you'd be able to monitor your loved one and know, hey, she's moving around. She's fine. She just, went into the refrigerator. So I guess she didn't put her stuff in. So I'll give her a call later. Those are the kind of insights that are game changing.
I understand. So are you putting cameras inside the residences, or how's that working?
Yeah, hell no. You know, cameras are invasive. I am sure you don't want a camera on you, and I sure don't want a camera on me. And I'll tell you, my 96-year-old grandmother will never let me put a camera in there. They're not cameras. What they are is they're tiny, non-invasive sensors, and they're about the size of a quarter. And what they're doing is they're monitoring your loved one's habits. So because we're all a creature of habit, you know, you get up about the same time every day. Maybe you make your coffee or your tea, you go to the bathroom, you get something to eat, you sit in front of the boob tube or tap on your computer, whatever that is. You know, that's your habit. Well, grandma and mom and dad, our loved ones have habits too, and we can look at that virtually, right, without the use of cameras. And what we're looking at the habits, and as we look at those habits over time, we can tell if there's a problem. So, for example, let's say mom gets up twice a night. You know, that's a green check mark because that's what she always does. She gets up, she goes to the bathroom, whatever, then goes back down. Okay. But now all of a sudden, she starts getting up 3 or 4 times a night. Well, that's a problem. You want to know about it. Well, the interesting thing about that is that's actually a 3-part problem. And what I mean by that is, so number one, identifying something's out of the norm. So mom's been up a couple of times. You call mom, how are you doing? She's going to give you the same old. I'm fine. Okay. But mom, I saw you up a bunch last night. What's going on? I keep on going to the bathroom. Great. So you pick her up, you take her to CVS, MinuteClinic, whatever, and they take a look at her. Okay, she's got urinary tract infection. They're going to give her some, you know, medication, and you're good to go. So you bring mom home. The next thing you want to know is she taking that medication? So great, number two. But number three is arguably the most important part of this problem. That is, am I getting the expected results? So if mom has a urinary tract infection and she's taking her medication, I expect to see her going to the bathroom less. But if it doesn't change, and let's say she's not eating as much because she's lethargic or she's not moving around as much, that's a problem. And you want to know as fast as possible. So that's the kind of things that these sensors are monitoring. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Makes perfect sense. You say that you can save people money and you're 10 times cheaper. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, getting old is expensive, man. I'll tell you.
Yep.
You know, unfortunately, as we age, we're not running faster. You know, when I'm going out for my runs now, I'm a little slower. I hurt a little more. And, you know, it's just the way it is, no matter how hard I work at it. Well, getting older is expensive. And if you can, let's say, if you can keep mom home for longer, and that's where she wants to be. And I keep on picking on mom, but it could be grandma, it could be dad, it could be the uncle, an aunt, whoever. They want to be in their home. They want to, quote unquote, age in place. So if I can help that person do that, for longer and retain their independence and dignity. You know, if I could just save 1 month of them going to an assisted living facility, yeah, up in Jersey, that's $8,500. That's ridiculous. But
wow.
If I could get ahead of things, you know, dehydration. If mom's not drinking enough, dehydration is the number one precursor to a fall. So if I could just simply make sure that mom is drinking enough, then guess what? She has a better life. She's at lower risk of falling. She has her independence, because we all want her independence for as long as possible, and her dignity. Like, that is where it's all about. And that's how we, not only can we save money because maybe mom doesn't have to go to assisted living or not as soon, but on your side too, because if you're the caregiver and you're constantly worried about mom, let's face it, if you're working, you're not giving your best effort at work, so you might be fired. Or if you're constantly dropping everything and you have to leave work because you're worried about mom, you know, yeah, you could be fired too. So there's so many ways that using simple technology can not only, you know, lower your stress level, but also, you know, I've got mom's back. God forbid anything happens, you know, somebody will be there.
I understand. So your book, Smart Home Revolution, is it basically a go-to guide on how to get this modern technology and all the things that are important in this day and age?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about where smart home came from, what's out there. So, for example, the smart microwave. Do you think, just like before I asked you about a voice-controlled toilet, do you think there's any value in a smart microwave?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I would love to have one. I would love to have one.
Well, that's perfect. You know why? I'll tell you. As I said before, I'm getting older, which also means that I'm using these, you know, glasses because I can't see a darn thing anymore. So you go to the store, you pick up, I don't know, frozen peas, corn, whatever. You've been there, right? You're looking on the back of the package. You're trying to figure out, all right, how long does this have to be in the microwave for? And I swear, they use like 0.1 font. With the best glasses in the world, with a 5X magnification, I cannot see this stupid writing. But with the new smart microwaves, the ability to scan the barcode with your phone and it shoots that information to the microwave, now the microwave knows exactly what to do. It knows that it's corn. It knows that it's frozen. It knows that the manufacturer suggests to defrost it for, you know, 50% power for 3 minutes, turn it, and then nuke it at 2 minutes for 100%. This should be in everybody's home. That's the kind of stuff
exactly.
I talk about. Like, what kind of products out there that can help you and me? That's what we need.
Improve your life. Yes.
Exactly. And even if you have, there's some other things out there that are amazing. There is companies out there that if you have motor issues, so let's say your hands, so your hands are always moving, and it's really hard to, let's say, feed yourself soup or, you know, cereal. Your hands are shaking too much. They've actually have spoons that basically have like a gyroscope in them, and they keep stable. So think about the person that has this problem, that gets frustrated, that is not eating breakfast cereal or soup or anything like that anymore, or corn, because they can't keep it on the spoon. Now all of a sudden they can use this new spoon that they can actually eat the stuff again. Think of what a great feeling that is of independence, because now you feel like, finally, I can eat again. That's how you use technology in the right way.
I see. Wow. So your book, Smart Home Revolution, where can our listening audience get copies of these books, and how can they get in touch with you to improve their lives if they deem so? necessary.
Well, like everything else, on Amazon. So it's Join the Smart Home Revolution by Ryan Hurd, and it's on Amazon.com. You can always contact me at Ryan@CaregiverSmartSolutions.com. And if you want to know more about the technology for our aging loved ones, again, the company is Caregiver Smart Solutions. You can give me a call at 888-585-5022. Again, that's 8585-5022. Or take a look on the wonderful web, CaregiverSmartSolutions.com.
Awesome. So, Ryan, what is your plan currently and going forward?
I'm on a mission. You know, I'm on a mission to change the world. You know, so many of our aging loved ones, I've been impacted, you know, because of my father. Today, I'm literally in Orlando right now because I was at a Fearless Caregiving conference. And there's so many people that, you know, need a break. And, you know, whether it's our aging loved one who, you know, they don't want to be that person that falls in the shower and nobody finds them for a couple of hours or, you know, a day. And you have, you know, like us, we're worried about our loved ones. The ability to use that next generation of technology to provide a tool to monitor your loved one as they age in place, that's game-changing, and that's really my mission. My mission is to get the word out and to help as many people as I possibly can.
That's awesome. That's very honorable. Absolutely
Thank
honorable
you.
With you. Where is your business located?
So we are out of New Jersey. We've been lucky enough, which is very interesting. We have product now worldwide. So we have people in Japan, Canada, the UK, and across the United States that are using it. And the interesting thing that we've learned is, you know, it doesn't matter what race or religion or belief system you have. For the most part, everybody has somebody that they love and care about, and they want to make sure that they're okay. And that's what I mean by changing the world, because this is, you know, in the U.S. alone, as of 2020, there was 55 million Americans that are 65 and older. When you look at that worldwide, there's 350 million. So this isn't just a U.S. problem. This is a worldwide problem. How do we, our aging loved ones?
Yeah, I myself, I used to do caregiving quite a bit, and that's the most rewarding field that you'll ever be in. It can also be depressing, depending on what's going down, you know.
Yeah.
You deal with people, challenges and, you know, behavioral things going on. And but, yeah, sounds like I wish that I had some of those inventions that you now have on the market back in those days.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, I hear that a lot. There's no better time than the present. So now's the time to get the word out and to help people because, unfortunately, as I said before, 55 million Americans that are 65 and older. By 2030, they say there's going to be 75 million Americans. That means 10,000 people a day are turning 65. And I'm not saying people at 65 need it, need the help, but 65 turns into 66 and 70, and, well, we all need a little bit of help and a little bit of love.
Absolutely. So Ryan, what does a typical day in the life of you look like? Are you getting off to England and coming back for a conference? How's your life work? Are you stuck in the office? Or?
It's chaos. No, it's great. I mean, it really is. You know, it's a combination of talking to people like yourself. I've been on a mission to talk to as many people as possible over the last year and all different types of people. And it really is inspiring because there's so many people that are doing so many amazing things out there. And a lot of times it's in your backyard. And there's so much that you can learn from people. So combination of talking to people, combination of going to conferences and learning even more. And we've also have like a partnership with the American Occupational Therapists Association. And because I've said before, I'm a geek, you know, I'm a technologist. You know, they really challenge us and they say, hey, can you figure out if you can tell if mom left the lights on overnight? Sure. And I'm thinking, well, because mom forgot to turn the lights off. And they're thinking, no, it's because if they're doing that consistency, it might indicate that they have an eyesight issue. So learning, always learning and trying to figure out other ways of helping people.
Do you do any book signing events or?
I am in the process of developing my next book. My next book is going to be still about technology, but it's going to be focused more on, as we get older, how that technology, how we can put the technology to work for us. So that's kind of what I'm working on. Once that comes out, I will absolutely announce it and then start doing some book signings around.
Nice. Yeah, it's when would you think your next book will be done?
That's a great question. My goal would be by the end of 23. And then maybe we could do it right with you. What do you say?
Absolutely. It would be awesome to do that. You're an interesting character.
That would be very cool.
I totally support this because you're trying to help people, and that's what it's all about.
I appreciate that.
Do you have, like, brochures and flyers and menus and things that you send out or for your technology?
Oh, yeah, everything is if you go to caregiversmartsolutions.com, from there you can also see our YouTube channel, which has got my story. It's got my backstory on it. So I interview my father, and we talk about, you know, when we were younger, we actually built our house together, which I hated at the time, I'll be honest. But fast forward now, I mean, it's what taught me how to, you know, build stuff, how to do electric, how to plumb, how to do all those kind of things, which now I get to share that with my kids. And just like I, you know, my kids might not appreciate it right this moment, but they will when they own their own house. So you can see things like that and get brochures and all that other cool stuff online.
Nice. Do you have any conferences and things coming up here in the next couple of days or pretty much at the office or what's going on?
Let's see. So today I was in Orlando and it was the Fearless Caregiving Conference. That's with Gary Barge, and he's an amazing guy. He's been in the industry for a long time, 20-plus years. What do I have coming up next? Next, I'm going to be on Linda Burns' radio show. She is a caregiving podcast. That's coming up. We've got a bunch of things. If you go to LinkedIn and look up Caregiver Smart Solutions, we actually have where we're going to be over the next couple of months. We've got 15 or 16 different things that we're going to be doing, and it's growing every single day.
Awesome. So these organizations, they contact you in advance and have you come out and talk to people?
Yeah. So I was just out in Las Vegas for Design and Construction Week, and I was giving presentations for the National Kitchen and Bath Association. And I was talking about the bathroom of the future because, you know, there's been a lot of technology in kitchens. You know, for the most part, you can't even buy a stove anymore. That's not smart, quote unquote. But what about the bathroom? What's coming in the bathroom? And, you know, I used to kid about the next generation of bathroom is going to be analyzing you, right? So you're going to be, it's the only place in the house that you can be 100% honest with yourself. So there you are, you get out of the shower, you're in all your glory. You're standing in front of the mirror. But the bathroom of the future is going to be weighing you. You know, that's going to be built into the tiles. The mirror is going to be taking pictures of you, and it's going to be, you know, looking at things over time. So if you have a blemish, you know, is it acne or is it something worse? Is it, you know, something from the sun? And then I always used to kid about the toilets that are going to be analyzing the data that's coming out of you. Well, guess what? At this CES this year and Design and Construction Week, that's exactly what happened. So now there's product out there, just like the, you know, an Apple Watch that you wear on your wrist. They basically built an Apple Watch into the toilet seat. So when you're on the toilet, it's analyzing you for your heart rate and a bunch of different things. I'm sure, I don't know about you, but my heart rate definitely goes up when I'm on the toilet. And there's also another manufacturer that has this this piece that's actually in the toilet, and it's analyzing your pee. It's literally analyzing the data coming out of you. And it's a little freaky, but kind of fascinating. And that's what, you know, the technology. So that's what I was at Design and Construction Week talking about.
Wow, that's amazing. Who knew?
Yes, it is.
And so,
who knew? Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's getting about that time, Ryan. I'm getting a little red light that tells me I think we got it done, don't you?
Well, I really do appreciate this time. I've had a blast. Can't wait to come and see you with my next book and do a signing.
Absolutely. And so on that note, I hope you have an awesome evening. And this Lawrence J. King, you need to pick up what Ryan Hurd's putting down, because he's a real smart guy, and he's going to bring you out of the caveman days up into the here and now to help your loved ones continue to hang out and be around you for quite some time. Yeah, we've been talking to Ryan Hurd about his amazing book called Smart Home Revolution. This is Lawrence J. King out of the house. And tune in next time when you hear me say Book Talk Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good evening, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you.